See that you are dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like people waiting for their master to return from the wedding feast, ready to open the door as soon as he comes and knocks. Happy those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. I tell you solemnly, he will put on an apron, sit them down at table, and wait on them. It may be in the second watch he comes, or in the third. But happy those servants if he finds them ready. Here in New Zealand, we are in the beautiful season of spring. And this is my first spring in our new Dominican family community. So I've been watching and waiting with great anticipation to see just what will bloom in our garden. What wonderful surprises are to be enjoyed as each new plant or flower pokes its head out from under the soil. I marvel at the transformation from emptiness to abundance as the spaces of black earth become rich with various colors of new growth. And while I recognize a few of the flowers because we've planted them, most of what appears is the fruit of previous gardeners. So all we need to do is to be present to the surprise and to enjoy the abundance of spring growth as we wait and wait each day. Today's gospel speaks to me of a similar experience of watching and waiting for God's abundance to be revealed. The invitation in the gospel is to be ready and awake when Jesus, the Master, returns. To be awake is not just to be not sleeping, but to be awake requires an ability to live now in this moment and so be fully present to whatever happens. You might say, be ready for what? Well, ready for whatever surprise comes and be dressed for action with lamps lit. Having our lamps lit is a reminder to me of the parable of the wise woman in Matthew's Gospel. 10 women went to meet the bridegroom, and only 5 were wise, and so they took sufficient oil to burn in their lamps late into the night as they watched and waited. So when the bridegroom arrived, the wise women were ready, while the foolish ones had to go off to buy more oil. This oil, which keeps our lights burning, is a symbol of the love in our hearts as we watch and wait. And that's what keeps us awake to see the divine in all that happens. Now, today, in this present moment, it's that awareness of the beauty that comes from just watching and waiting, waiting and watching. And of course, the abundance of God is revealed in the reversal of roles, as Jesus in this scripture text is the one who puts on the apron, sits us down at table, and waits on us. We see here a glimpse of what is to happen at the Last Supper when Jesus performs that great act of service for his disciples and for us. So who knows what may happen when we are willing to watch, to wait, and let go control to the extent that God can surprise us by being the one to wait on us. I can't help but think of parents in this story. Think of the parents, those of you listening, who watch and wait into the small hours of the night with a sick child, having the oil of love in your heart and putting on aprons of generous giving. Such parents think nothing of being awake all night to the needs of their children, at whatever hour. Surely this is the abundance of God in action. Surely this is the surprise of what happens when one is awake to the God of love. No counting of the cost. Just being in the moment, doing what comes naturally when we watch and wait in love. May God's abundant generosity and love fill us each moment of our days. Amen.